Hello, hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello, sunshine.
Oh, I am feeling the sunshine. I will tell you, I'm feeling bright.
I was talking about this actual sun, but all right.
The actual sun is not on this podcast. You were clearly talking to me. And I am feeling bright and sunny today.
That's good. It's a beautiful day.
It's a
beautiful day.
It's been a beautiful week.
In the neighborhood.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah.
We're not neighbors.
I used to love Mr. Rogers back in the day.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully
good
so.
That's a good dude right there.
Good guy.
Yeah. How's life, Tiffany?
Life is good. You know, I had a really big event earlier this week. And
okay. What was the event?
That went really well. Really proud of that. And so I've just been riding the week on a high.
What's the event?
The Lox and Dipset versus.
Oh, my God. That was your big event
for the week. I'm sure others.
Give us the 30-second reaction.
No, I mean, so for those who don't know, Jadakiss is in my top five dead or alive, always has been.
Okay.
I was a bit concerned, you know, because Dipset, I'm a fan of Dipset also, mm-hmm. Particularly Jim Jones and his newer music. And so, you know, they both have bangers. The Lox and Dipset both have bangers. I thought it was going to be, like, pretty close. So I was concerned about the potential of it being a close battle. But as we all know, the Lox, you know, just dominated Dipset.
Yeah, they ran the table.
And they ran the table. And aside from that, it was just an amazing versus because for the performance factor, right? And so I'm just going to say this right now for people who are not from New York or New Jersey, it may have felt a bit aggressive for you.
My hand's raised.
I mean, you're from here, but it may have felt a bit aggressive for you. During the time of Dipset and the Lox in their heyday, when there were hip hop performances, that's the type of energy that was brought. So it was more nostalgic than anything else. Overall, I was literally jumping on top of my bed, drinking copious amounts of sparkling water all night. I could barely get to sleep. I was so hype. Thank God I don't live in an apartment anymore because I would have been kicked out for the screaming and profane lyrics that I was spewing out well into the late hours.
Okay. All right. I was watching the Olympics and I caught a few minutes of the verses. I'm a versus fan. This one was very aggressive, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah. One of the best nights
Of
summer for me.
That's good.
Actually of 2021. One of the best nights of 2021. Easily.
Did you see Jim Jones fall off the stage or no?
So I wasn't made aware of that until days later. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I didn't see it because I am a Jimmy fan and Dipset pretty much got embarrassed for a good portion of the verses. I did not need to see any extra embarrassment.
Okay. All right. Well, good. So what are we talking about today, Tiffany? What's on your mind?
Aside from Jadakiss and the Lox.
In addition.
We're talking about more estate planning. So we did a podcast episode a couple of weeks ago about estate planning, and we said we would come back.
We promised.
And do the DIY version. This is for the low estate planning.
We are podcasters of our word.
Yes.
We honor our obligations.
Absolutely. And also when people go on Twitter at Momentum Advice and give us recommendations on shows to do, we do them.
Yeah.
But
on demand. Financial advice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Via podcast.
Strictly financial advice. Don't bring no mess, okay, onto our Twitter. It will not happen. But in the estate planning, we do recognize that it could be expensive.
Yeah.
It could just be overwhelming, intimidating. And so we've got the DIY version, how to get this done. Now you don't have any excuses. How to get this done yourself for the low.
And when you say DIY, you mean do it yourself.
Do it yourself. Do you know another DIY?
Dancing in your pants.
That's DIYP.
Oh, okay.
Dancing in Yoruba.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, that's
dancing
that's
in yellow.
Culture. Okay. You're dancing in yellow.
Okay. Well, this is not about dancing in yellow. This is about doing it yourself and getting some estate planning done for your family so that you guys are covered, even if you don't have the money for expensive lawyers or even if you don't have all the things that we talked about on our previous episode. We want you to have something, something meaningful and something that's going to work.
Yeah, because we talked about it last time. Over 40% of Americans do not have a will at all. And a lot of us have assets that the state is going to have to determine what happens to those assets if we don't die with an estate plan or with a will. And so we've got to talk about it. And I know that we always advise that people use an attorney.
For sure.
You might not have it because a basic will with an attorney, at a minimum, you're talking about $500 to $1,000.
And we talked about more than wills. We talked about trusts. We talked about all types of fancy things. And those things may apply to your family. But as Alan mentioned, maybe right now you don't have a lawyer to work with or you just don't have the money. We don't want that to be an excuse for why you don't have these things in play.
Because when you start adding in the fancy stuff, that price can triple, it can quadruple, you could be into the thousands for your estate plan.
But here's the thing, if you require fancy stuff, because a lot of people don't really require all of the fancy stuff, you might not need all of that. But if you do, then you should have it. You should have the money for a lawyer at that point.
That's a fact.
Okay.
Stop being cheap.
I'm just saying.
But for today, you're not being cheap, you're being frugal and smart because you're listening to our free podcast. And we're breaking down the do-it-yourself game plan.
The do-it-in-yellow estate planning. So first of all, estate planning is the process of designating who will receive your assets and handle your responsibilities after you die or after you're incapacitated.
It's also going to designate who your beneficiaries are, who your guardians are for your kids. It's an important thing.
Right. And the overall goal is just to make sure your beneficiaries receive the things that you want them to receive in the quickest and most cost-effective way possible.
Amen.
Also, I hate to break this to you guys. I've got a little bit of bad news. Just because you designated your line sister the godparents of your children doesn't actually mean that if you pass away, they're going to get your children. Unless you do some estate planning, your kids may end up with your Aunt Sarah or your brother Larry, who you know don't know how to raise no kids. So you need to take estate planning into effect. The whole, you know, being at the church in all white doesn't really work in court once you pass away.
Or God forbid, there's a baby daddy somewhere that
who might that is
pop up on the scene with his parents or somebody.
Right, because that's just my baby daddy.
Yeah, so be careful.
Think about it and do a little bit of something.
So Tiffany, let me ask you a question. Let me put you on the spot.
Okay.
What are the steps if you wanted to start doing it yourself with the estate plan? What would you do first?
The first thing I would do, I would take inventory. So you've got to figure out what your assets are. And I know for so many people, it's like, well, I don't really have much. Honestly, if you really sit down and take time, you probably have more than you think because assets are not just money, right? Like, you know, and this is, I'm just going to be vulnerable, right?
Okay.
In this moment.
This is a safe space.
This is a safe space, right? Where these our listeners care. I got a strong fur collection.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I've got a strong, listen, what happens inside my closet.
PETA is listening, by the way.
Okay, go on. I almost cursed.
Listen, they're listening. That's all I'm saying.
PETA, listen.
Not Peter.
Right. I know. Listen, PETA. I didn't kill these animals. I'm wearing the fur. Please don't run up on me with no paint because then I'm going to jail and you're going to a hospital. But I say, like, I have assets. I have cash. I have retirement. I have business equity. I have all these things. But in addition to that, just things that I have purchased that have value that I want passed down to someone, whether it's a niece or a goddaughter. I don't want them to go to the court. Like, they're not going to rock these furs the way that I need them to be worn. Mm-hmm. I also have things that were passed down to me from my parents and my family members that I want to continue to pass down. Those type of things are assets. We think about the big things. We think about real estate. Again, we think about retirement accounts and cash. Those things are assets too. But
cars.
Cars are not an asset.
I mean, there's something that you could leave to someone, a car.
Yeah, sure. As long as it doesn't have a car note.
Yeah.
Don't leave a car. Listen, that's not, but a car, I don't consider a car an asset. I'm not leaving a car to nobody. But like the things that you have, the things that matter to you, anything that you have that matters to you is an asset. You're just calling out. Do you have a motorcycle?
Boat.
You don't have any of these things.
I have a car.
Are you going to pass right, your car down? Okay, fine.
My car's in the shop right now.
Alan's car has been in the shop for damn near 3 weeks. Okay? Alan's car was so bad off, they didn't know what the hell was going on.
We need a DIY on getting your car out the shop.
Do we have an auto technician who can reach out to us? Alan's car was so bad, it literally took the dealership. This is not like some side situation. It took the dealership, the people who
made the car,
weeks to even figure out what was wrong. They were so confused.
And then they came back with a quote.
Listen.
And it had a comma in it. And I hit the floor.
We say all that to say Alan still does not have his car.
And by the way, I would leave my car to someone because it's fully paid off and it's going to be fully maintained by the time I get it out the shop. So absolutely my car needs to be in my estate plan.
But like I said, take inventory. So the tangible assets may be homes, real estate, like we said, cars, motorcycles, boats.
Correct.
Collectibles like coins, antiques, trading cards, and any other personal possessions that matter. Some of the intangible assets may be checking and savings account, if you have any CDs, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, life insurance policies, any retirement plans that you have at your current workplace or your past workplace, and any interest that you may have in a business, not interest like you like it, like any equity or ownership that you actually have in a business.
Yeah. So write a list, right? Take out a sheet of paper, write a list, because this is one issue that I've found when there's an incapacitation. Folks have collected all kinds of bank accounts, in some cases, credit card accounts. Nobody else may know where this stuff is. It's really important to have that list.
And if you can, right, in writing this list, maybe you write down the estimated value of these items, mm-hmm. right? So if it's a home, it's easier because you can do some sort of appraisal. You can go to Zillow and mm-hmm. look up what you think the value of the home is. If it's a bank account, it's very clear on what that's worth. But in some of the other situations where it's personal possessions, you know, determine what you think they're worth or what they will be worth to your heirs.
Yeah, absolutely. What next, Tiffany?
Next, you gotta account for your family. Okay. Like once you have a sense of what you actually have and what you consider to be your estate, you've gotta now think about how you are protecting it and your family. So do you have enough life insurance, right? This is super important, especially if you're married or if you have children. Do you have enough life insurance to pay off the house? If you're leaving the house, that's great. But you may also be leaving a mortgage payment.
Yeah. May I interject here on this point? Tiffany, may I?
Do it.
May I come in here? Most people don't have enough life insurance.
Facts.
On average, we find that people really need like 20 times their pay.
And so we get on calls all the time, right? And first people are like, yeah, I have life insurance through my job. If you quit or leave your job one day before you die, even though you've been paying into that life insurance for 35 years, it means nothing.
Gone.
Nobody's getting anything.
Plus, it's not enough.
And it's not enough. So when we say to people often, you need $1 million in life insurance, they're ready to hang up the phone.
Yeah.
They're ready to curse us out.
And that's somebody that makes $50,000.
Not knowing that $1 million in life insurance, depending on your age, could easily be like $70 a month.
Yeah.
$80 a month. As you get older, it gets more expensive. And as you have more health complications, it gets more expensive. But it's not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Question for you, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone have too much life insurance?
Never.
Have you seen people have not enough?
All the time.
Yeah. So, GoFundMe, that's not an estate plan.
We're not doing that. But as we're saying, do you have enough life insurance? So as you are passing down some of these assets, there may be car notes attached to them. There may be mortgages attached to them, even with the real estate, if you still have some sort of loan on them. So do you have enough life insurance to cover the remaining balances of these assets?
And for things that haven't happened yet, like is there enough to cover college for your kids? Is there enough to, as you mentioned, pay off the house? Maybe you want to pay off your credit cards. Like there's a lot of things that you need to account for with regards to this life insurance. But the way we come up with this 20 times your pay number is simply thinking about your loved ones. If you're gone and you want them to be straight for the next 20 years, then that's 20 times your pay. I mean, it's very simple math.
So this is honestly, it doesn't necessarily have to be 20 times your pay, but this is how we think about it, right? If you have children mm-hmm. or if you have a spouse, think about right now today, if you were to pass away today, how many more years would you have left taking care of them, right? And that's not up until 18, right? Mm-hmm. For most people, it's you want to take care of them through college mm-hmm. or you want to take care of them through college and then help them with a down payment for their future home.
I thought you were going to say wedding because a lot of people want to pay for the wedding.
All of the things. Rehearsal but right dinner. Now, for your children and or spouse, how many more years would you be responsible for taking care of them? Say it's not 20 years, right? Say it's 12. Mm-hmm. Then multiply your current salary, because that's how much money they are counting on for the next 12 years. Multiply that times 12 or whatever the year is. And that's how much at a minimum you should have in life insurance today.
And go out and buy a 15-year term policy. That means for these next 15 years, I've got 12 times my pay. That's enough to make sure that we can last, that the family will be okay in the event that I'm gone. Account for your family. Also on this note, though, Tiffany, you've got to also think about guardianship.
There you go.
And backup guardianship. Who is going to be in charge of your kids, your dog, your cat?
We've already talked about this. Like, no one's stepping in to take your
Okay,
dog.
Fine. Your kids.
Your
Who's
going
to be responsible for your kids? Because it's not necessarily the godparent.
And so you have to write that out. That has to be included in your estate plan. Next up,
you've got to establish your directives. I think a lot of people, when they think about an estate plan, they only think about the will.
This is the part where you get to tell people what to do. Okay, a lot of people, and I'm just being honest, a lot of people in the world, you're maybe today you're bossy. Maybe you're known for telling people what to do, right? But when you pass away, that's over with. Or is it? If you have your directives in place, you can determine, you have complete control how things roll out.
Correct. Correct. So let me break down some of these documents, right? So the first document is the medical care directive. This is a document that says, look, here are the medical treatments that I do not want. Like, don't put me on life support for 3 months if I'm in a vegetative state, things like that. Another name for that document is the living will. And again, it spells out in your own words the type of medical care you want if you're unable to make those decisions for yourself. The second document is the healthcare proxy. This is the document that says, here's the person I want you to listen to regarding my medical care if I can't make these decisions for myself. The medical proxy is someone who you should have a conversation with, show them the medical directive, the living will, and make sure they understand what your wishes are. The next document is the financial power of attorney. This is a document that says, if I'm incapacitated, here's the person that I want to handle my financial affairs. This can be a document that springs into effect once you're incapacitated. Finally, I'd also say be careful about a durable power of attorney. A durable power of attorney will always be in effect, meaning if I sign over a durable power of attorney to someone, they could tomorrow handle financial affairs for me, whether I'm incapacitated or not.
I don't need all that. We don't need all that. Not tomorrow.
Yeah. So those are the three directives. It's a medical directive, also known as a living will. It's a healthcare proxy, which is selecting the person who's going to make those decisions for you. And finally, it's a financial power of attorney, which speaks to who can make those decisions for you if you're incapacitated.
And these are really important decisions, right? Like, don't take some time and really think about this. Don't pick the people that you like the most, right? Like, pick the people who you know to be the most responsible. Or, you know, the ones who really get things done. It may not be, it may even surprise them. We've been listed in people's estate plans before and have been shocked that they considered us because we weren't family members or we weren't really close friends. But it came down to they know we are the most responsible. We're the most aware of their assets and that we would genuinely get it done. So when you think about who these people are, it's not just, you know, that's my homegirl or that's my frat brother. It's more like, who really can I trust to execute things responsibly and appropriately?
Absolutely. And don't go out naming us if you don't know us.
No, not at all.
I don't want that random call. Now, when we say we've been named as, we're talking about as an executor or as a, you know, a person that can handle the financial matters.
Yeah,
nobody's left us.
Yeah, we're not getting anything from anybody.
We get Nathan's.
No one's leaving us anything. But we will.
For
this particular family, in these particular cases, we will absolutely do everything that they request. And we will for sure execute to the letter. The rest of y'all, we don't know y'all like that. So don't go mentioning us. But stick with us. We are talking about the DIY.
Do it yourself.
Estate plan. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Hi. This is Donnie Rose, Chief Content Editor here at The North Star, encouraging you to check out thenorthstar.com every day for insightful, engaging commentary on the stories that impact our culture. The writers at The North Star make it our mission to advocate, mobilize, agitate, and disrupt in the name of creating liberation-centered content. We unapologetically center the narratives of Black, Brown, and Indigenous people. We understand that you can get news from anywhere, so we are more interested in offering perspective that speaks to the experiences of our audience. We write freely and with freedom on our minds. We invite you to indulge in our daily editorials and engage in the dialogue that will change the world.
We are back.
Yes.
We are talking about doing it in yellow.
Do-it-yourself estate plan.
The DIY estate plan. And so we left talking about establishing your directives.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to review your beneficiaries, right? Like, we're doing all this for the sake of your beneficiaries.
The thing about your beneficiary designation, these are documents that you can update right now and has nothing to do with your will.
Correct.
So if you're looking at your retirement plan at work, an IRA account,
insurance policies.
Life insurance policy, exactly. There's a beneficiary form.
Regular bank accounts have beneficiary forms.
Absolutely. You can establish a transfer on death designation on your regular checking account.
And this doesn't require a lawyer. All you have to do is just reach out to the entity, whether it's a bank account, whether it's HR, and just fill out your form. Yeah. That's it.
Every year, you should update this. Just take a look at it. You might have had an extra kid that's not on there. You don't want to disinherit them. You might have an ex-spouse on there. You might
have
some...
them off. We want the ex-spouse off.
You might have somebody that you just don't mess with like that anymore. You need to update your beneficiaries. A lot of times, like, if your biggest asset is your retirement plan at work, you don't own a home, like, you might not need a full-on estate plan, but you darn sure... Can I curse?
I curse all the time. Feel free.
You darn sure need to update your beneficiaries.
That wasn't a curse. But one thing that you do want to know that might make you curse, your beneficiary designations trump your will. So you may be like, listen, I haven't updated my documents at work or at the bank, but I wrote a will. So yeah. We're good. No,
Doesn't matter.
Not good. Those beneficiary forms completely wipe out what you've put in your will.
Yeah. Another beneficiary form, if you were like in the military and you got a pension, or if you were at a regular company and have a pension, like, there might be a remainder benefit that goes to that spouse. It might be an ex-spouse. You need to make sure that anytime there's a beneficiary designation, you've updated it.
Also, for a lot of people, they leave beneficiary forms blank, right? Like, they're just not sure who they want to put in. I'll come back to it. Or you're rushing through the process. Let me just get this bank account open. I don't really have time for any extra form, or, you know, just help me understand. Make sure my 401k account is open, and I'll come back to that later. Leaving it blank means that asset now has to go through probate.
Yeah, it's no good.
And it'll be distributed based on the state's rules for who gets that asset. The state may decide, you know what? Your ex-wife might deserve it because you were with her longer, you know, even though you might have been engaged to someone else. You know, your ex-wife may get those assets.
Never know.
You don't want the state. Nobody likes their state like that. You don't want the state to be making decisions about your hard-earned assets because you decided to leave a form blank.
Yo, fill out the form. How hard is that? Fill out the form. Just do it.
Perfect tangent into the next step. Know your state's laws. Because the state may get involved in the process of distributing your assets, you want to at least know what the laws are. Estate planning is oftentimes looked at as a means for minimizing estate and inheritance taxes, right? So doing some upfront planning, making some decisions upfront, may minimize the taxes that the person who receives your assets may have to pay.
Yeah. Federally, the estate tax doesn't kick in until you're an individual with an estate of more than $10 million. But some states have really, really low estate tax exemptions, meaning if you have over this amount, they might levy a tax. And that money is taken away from your family, effectively, or whoever you wanted to leave the money to. So it's really important to understand the state-specific laws.
Right. And the understanding will allow for you to maybe make some decisions differently. Maybe you move assets in a trust or you do some things differently, but you just have to have the full understanding of what your state requires in order for you to be as strategic as possible.
Finally, you've got to be ready to reassess this plan from time to time. The estate plan, again, it changes as your life changes. You might have new assets that you didn't consider the first time around. You might have new people in your life that you want to consider. People might have pissed you off. You need to update that estate plan every couple of years.
I think that's the last thing that people think about as they're going through life that they absolutely should consider, right? Like you fall out with a friend, the last thing you think about is, let me go ahead and update my beneficiary form, right? You just don't think about it. So that's why we're here. I mean, honestly, we're hoping that the things that we're saying just alert you to maybe some holes or some things that you've overlooked that you're like, you know what? Let me just knock that out. Momentum Advisors is right. I haven't thought about it. I haven't looked at it. My ex is still on that. We've had more kids. Whatever the case is, just get your paperwork situated and figured out. And again, a lot of the things we've talked about so far have been things that are free. You just got to call somebody, fill something out, sign off on a document. You haven't even had to get any lawyers involved just yet.
Even this idea of the transfer on death designation on a bank account, like that might get you done mostly, right? If you've got beneficiary forms on your IRA, you have beneficiary forms on your life insurance, add one to your bank account, there might not be much left.
Yeah, to be honest with you. And I think people are like, listen, I don't have that much money left in the bank, or I'm trying to spend all my money before I go. So I don't need a transfer on death. Yes, you do.
Yeah, every, you don't know when you're going to go.
You really don't know when you're going to go. And every dollar has been a dollar earned. And so it matters.
Absolutely. So T, why don't we break down some of the software solutions?
Because yes.
This is, if you're doing it yourself, like we're not saying take out a pen and a pad. You need some help.
Yeah, don't write some stuff down and then put it under the bed. I know on the last podcast about estate planning, we talked about putting in the Bible. Still, you know, always put a copy in the Bible. Gosh. Okay. You know, Black people, it's in the Bible. Everybody's birth certificate is in the Bible. Death certificates are in the Bible. Birth certificates, military designations. I'm speaking from personal experience here. But we need to do like some real, maybe we need some real stuff done. Like we've filled out the beneficiary forms. We've done the transfer on death at the bank. But I need a little bit more. So there's Quicken's Willmaker software.
Yeah.
Quicken Loans. So a lot of people do their taxes, I think.
QuickBooks, TurboTax.
They have a Willmaker, and it's downloadable software that you can use to create a legal will. You can also do things like personal finance, estate planning, home and family management documents. The software allows you to draft a customized will using a very simple interview format. It just asks you some questions. Mm-hmm. It asks you some questions and then it fills in the blanks on the form for you. You can make a will for yourself, maybe to leave property, whatever you need to do. You can also name an executor for your estate or make provisions to someone you trust. But this Quicken Willmaker will make it super simple, again, for you to answer some questions. It'll put a draft together for you and this will be a legal document.
Yeah. And it only costs like around $100.
Not too expensive, not crazy.
I think you've got $100 on it.
I mean, listen, for parents who have like these Roblox and all these other crazy games, you could put $100 on making sure that your children get your retirement fund in the case that you pass away.
Yeah.
So with Quicken's Willmaker, they also have they have different levels. Now there's the Willmaker Plus, and so you will get access to additional documents through something called NOLO. Not YOLO,
mm-mm.
NOLO.
Mm-hmm.
And that will allow you to even do a revocable living trust,
okay,
or an online promissory note maker. Listen, like this, these are big documents.
Yeah.
When you go to a lawyer for these things, it's hundreds on hundreds, bands on bands, depending on what generation you're in.
Racks on racks.
Racks on racks.
Chips.
It's never chips.
Cheese.
It's okay.
Guap.
Cheese, guap. The younger kids call it a ticket. Yeah, see, putting y'all on game. Talk to your kids next time,
a bag.
But whatever it is, you got $100 in order to get these things done on your own, DIY. We all have computers, smartphones. You can knock this out today.
Another one is Rocket Lawyer. Rocket Lawyer is, I think, the go-to for a lot of folks for legal documents. They make wills and estate plans. Through Rocket Lawyer, you can do a customized will. You can make revisions. You can sign and print it. You can create a power of attorney document, which again is part of that estate plan, those directives. You can do your healthcare directive. You can do a living trust. Like, Rocket Lawyer has it all. Like, it's really like a questionnaire. I've used Rocket Lawyer before in a jam back when I didn't have legal fees. And it was a good little substitute.
Also, the thing that I really like about Rocket Lawyer is that once you sign and print your documents, you can invite others to review and sign the document as well. So maybe your beneficiaries, maybe your spouse, you put all this together and you can send them a link for them to view it also so that they know what's up, you know, or maybe it's the person who you trust, whoever it is, you can send them a link now so that they have access to it so they know how to find it in the case that you do pass away or something horrible happens.
Can I give a little life hack on Rocket Lawyer?
Do it.
Because, you know, we're, by the way, we're not sponsored by any of these jokers.
But like, we can be. If you work for any of these companies, holler at us.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by them. So look, you can get a free 7-day trial, bang out that estate plan real quick.
And go ahead and cancel.
I ain't say that, but hey, I agree.
I'm just saying.
Otherwise, it's $40 a month. So try to see what you can get done in a week on Rocket Lawyer. And if not, get it done inside of a month and you only spent $40.
Also, depending on the level of your membership, you can get a 30-minute consultation with a lawyer for free.
Mm. Okay, so you need to upsell you.
All you need is, so I need 30 minutes with a lawyer real quick, mm-hmm. and then 7 days to go ahead and bang this out.
Yeah.
$0 spent.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
That's a life hack.
I like it. Next is Law Depot. Law Depot,
that's
again,
like Home Depot?
No, it maybe.
Restaurant Depot.
Not Restaurant Depot is the bomb. Have you ever been to a Restaurant Depot?
Yo, can you just walk in there? I've been so confused about
this. You have to own a restaurant or you have to be affiliated.
How do they know?
Because you have to get a membership with the EIN of the restaurant.
Do you have one?
I don't, but I have people in my family who do.
Do they have a restaurant or they just have an EIN?
They make plates.
Okay. That counts.
They make plates, family dinners. They do things. They feed others and they charge.
I will say I've been wanting to go there so bad,
man,
because sometimes Costco was out of stuff and I'm like, yo, I bet if I could
Costco
just get into that Restaurant Depot.
Has nothing on Restaurant Depot. I mean, really? For real.
Yo, I'm about to just Bogart up in there. We're yeah. about to own a restaurant. We're investing
there we
in a restaurant.
Go.
That's so we got to get the EIN.
The first thing we got to do is to get to a Restaurant Depot, get our membership for Restaurant Depot.
But we're not talking about Restaurant
Depot. We are talking
Depot.
About Law Depot. So Law Depot is also software and it's designed to fit even the smallest budget. Mm. When you need a more complex will, you know, we've talked about some people who have some more complex situations. You may need a will that has a lot of bells and whistles. All those extras tend to raise the price. But with this software, you can create, download, print your will again in a free 7-day trial. Mm. After that, you can continue to use the software if you want, and it's cheaper than Rocket Lawyer. It's $96 for a full year membership.
For 1 year.
For one.
If you can't
whole
get
year.
It done in a year for $96, something is wrong.
Plus, another little life hack.
Okay.
Maybe you're trying to get your whole family together. Maybe it's not just you got to worry about. You need your husband to have his stuff straight.
Okay.
Your parents to have their stuff straight.
Yeah.
Maybe you get the whole family together. If y'all can knock it out in 7 days, everybody for the free. But if not, for a whole year, just start bringing everybody you know into it. Copy and paste. Okay. Just start changing names and changing some assets. You should be able to get your whole block estate plan done for under $100.
Yeah.
So easily.
In other words, go to Macy's, buy the shirt, wear it, take it back, keep the tags on it.
That's not what I was saying. I was going to say, listen, go down to the, if you're a member of a local church.
Do everybody in the church.
Do everybody in the church. I'm saying, like, you don't have to do everybody's, but I'm saying, like, have the software. Maybe y'all do a day.
Okay, hold on.
Estate planning day.
I got old people at my church.
That's what I'm saying.
They can't even figure out how to get on Zoom.
Yeah. So I'm saying have an estate planning day. Y'all just set up a table with a computer.
Yeah.
And they just, you already have the document ready just with some blanks. Yeah. What you got, what's your name, who you love. And then that's it. Mm. And then you fill it out, print it, send them on their way.
What's your name, what you got, who you love.
There you go. That's the estate plan.
That's an estate plan right there.
I'm just saying. We're trying to make it as easy as possible.
I love it.
There's also LegalZoom.
Yes.
I have used LegalZoom for a number of things.
Yeah.
Honestly, LegalZoom is an amazing resource for any type of legal document, not just if you're passing away, if you're starting a business, if you're separating, anything under the sun, LegalZoom is really helpful
for.
Yeah, like separating a business, like partners.
Oh, I thought you meant marriage separation.
No, I don't think. Really? Can you do a divorce on LegalZoom? Maybe. Let me find out. Let me go. I got some people who might need that link.
Yeah, we need to do DIY divorce.
Listen.
With a free trial? Listen,
with a 7-day free trial? I'm sure that doesn't exist. But either way, LegalZoom, again, makes things super easy with a question and answer format. So you're not like reading through a document and trying to figure out what you need to do. They know that most people don't speak legalese. So they just ask you some questions and then they input the information in the open text fields. You can add any additional information if you want to, maybe about your assets or your heirs, and everything's kind of covered. Also, LegalZoom has specialists that can offer some support online if you're a little bit confused or you don't really understand the question and you just need more in-depth help.
They also have this version that's only $149 that includes a consultation with a lawyer.
Come on. Because without the legal advice, it's only $69.
Wow.
But maybe you want to get a lawyer involved and it's payday, $149.
Mm. I'm splurge.
Splurge.
Yeah.
Talk to the lawyer. Make sure it does what you want it to do.
So
hopefully you need the will to be willing.
Yeah. We've broken down a couple of options that I love.
Okay.
I just don't have it, Tiffany.
You don't have any of it?
I can't pay. I don't have the funds.
Okay. I'm going to...
What you got for me?
I'm going to send you to a website. Okay. I'm going to send you to a company.
Okay.
Okay? Just don't forget the name.
All right. Help me out, okay? Tiffany. Help me out.
The name of the company is Do Your Own Will. Okay? This is real. We're not making this up. There's a company out there called Do Your Own Will, and it offers a very free and simple way to make a will online, because you don't have it. You don't need an account. You don't need a credit card for a free trial. You just follow a couple of steps. You answer some questions. Maybe, you know, things about your marital status, how many children you have, who's going to be your executor, how you want specific assets distributed, things that we've already talked about. Once you save it as a PDF mm-hmm. or a Word document, and so once, again, just a little life hack, once you get the Word document, you know, you can edit a Word document.
Sure can.
Or you can call your church and set up a whole...
With the church again?
On a Saturday.
Who you love?
I'm just saying. And just start copy and pasting that name and just mm-hmm. editing some things. Either way, Do Your Own Will. It provides free. It's free for everybody, all residents of the 50 states. It really is the one option outside of a trial that's 100% free.
Yeah, I don't know what the catch is. I'm on doyourownwill.com and it says always the completely free way. It says
the catch is that
no account needed, no credit card, just free.
Yeah, the catch is that they make their money from ad revenue, right? So you might have to watch or click through a couple of different ads throughout your process.
You ain't say that.
Listen, it's still free.
I can't be watching no ads.
Y'all watch free YouTube. Y'all watch the ads on YouTube. No one has ever said, you know what? Let me sign up for the full YouTube membership because I just can't stand these ads.
Does anybody have a YouTube membership?
I don't know. But if you do, you need to learn patience.
Yeah,
just watch the ads. But again, with Do Your Own Will, you might have to look at a couple of ads here and there. But you will get your will done 100% free.
Yeah, they've got a last will and testament, a living will, durable power of attorney. I don't like the durable part of it, but hey, it's free.
Okay. Now, maybe I don't have time for all this. I ain't trying to be sitting around all day thinking about a will. Like, I got other things I want to be doing.
Okay.
Okay. That's not a problem, because there is a platform called Willing. Okay. With Willing, this will maker lets you create your will from anywhere, specifically your smartphone.
Really? You don't even need a computer?
I don't got time to be, the Wi-Fi, I don't have time to be getting on the laptop. I have 30 minutes while I'm on the train.
Mm.
Could I knock something out real quick?
The toilet? Somebody's on the toilet doing it.
I don't have anything to do with that. But,
yeah,
you know,
but they could be.
Maybe you're waiting for somebody to come outside. Maybe, you know, you just got some downtime. You're sitting in the park. And you're listening to our podcast in the park. You're like, you know, I want to do something right now.
Yeah, but that's frustrating for the other person. Like, yo, are you doing your will right now?
It's none of your business.
Like, I'm talking to you and you're doing your will.
I'm saying like you're just by yourself. You got some time.
Okay. All right. And don't do it at a restaurant sitting across on a date.
You can use a platform called Willing.
Although I will say, if you're at a restaurant, I'd rather you be doing your will than just being on Instagram.
I'd rather you be doing neither, personally. And I don't want to have to choose between you doing your estate plan or liking someone else's photos.
But isn't that a little bit better? Like, look, no. I'm not just on here wasting time. I'm actually doing my will.
Listen, I will say the thing about willing, it's not free, right? It is not free. But you can do a living will, as Alan mentioned, a durable power of attorney, transfer on death deed, revocable living trust.
That's pretty good from a smartphone.
Pretty much. It also, on the website, it features like educational articles on estate planning and will making so that you can maybe answer some basic questions that you may have. And then you pay, you don't have to pay up front, right? So you can play around with it, work with it a little bit. You don't pay until you print and sign your will, right? So some of these other platforms we mentioned, if you're going to pay for the membership, you have to pay up front, or you at least have to load a card up or something like that. With Willing, once you get all the way through the process and you're happy with it, that's when you pay. So it's $69 for individuals, $129 for couples. And then it is $299 if you're a homeowner and that's something that you're focusing on maybe from a deed perspective or something else.
Yeah. So if you're willing, right, go for it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we are DIYing it. We're giving great options.
Yeah.
Any price point for the low or for the no. If you have no money, you can still get your estate plan done.
Wow.
Okay. Stick with us. We've got more. It's not over yet.
It is not.
Okay. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. It's the pathway to freedom. It's leading to the North Star.
Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring black and brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com to discover all the podcasts we have to offer. We have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out.
All right. With all the really great options we've given, at this point, we have given free, we've given smartphone options.
Yeah.
We've given everything under the sun.
I don't think people have spent $300 with us yet.
I mean,
this is on the low.
And we're not even asking you to understand everything. A lot of these platforms, they just ask you a couple of questions and they help you, they fill out the rest for you. By the end of this podcast, your will should be done.
Yeah.
The whole estate plan should be done.
And it's 4 documents. It's the will. It's the medical power of attorney. It's the medical directive or healthcare directive. And finally, it's the power of attorney.
Okay.
If those 4 documents are done, you can go to sleep at night.
Right. But those are the 4 documents that you're going to have to do on your own.
Yeah.
Some of the other documents that we talked about are the transfer on death.
Beneficiary forms. That's easy.
That's the free stuff. That's where you just go to somebody else and say, hey, I need to knock this out real quick. And they take care of the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. The things that are governed by your will, typically, it's going to be your home. It's going to be your personal effects, like your jewelry, Tiffany's furs, Tiffany's fancy purses and fancy high heel shoes.
It can get fancy over here.
Tiffany's.
We can move
collection
on.
Collection of champagne bottles from all over the world.
I do have collections of champagne. Yeah. Listen, Tiffany's, I got assets.
Wines.
I don't have any wines. I have no wines. I know nothing about
Tiffany's,
wine.
Tiffany's champagne opening saber.
I do have a saber. Matter of fact, I do have a saber, and that needs to be passed down to someone who's actually going to use it. But that's not what we're talking about. I will be putting that in my estate plan, though.
Yeah, that's good.
The champagne, sabers for sure. The saber for sure.
Mm, okay.
And maybe I will put in a video of me saber instructions, sabrage. It's called the art of sabrage for anyone who cares.
Wow.
And for those who don't know what we are talking about when we talk about sabering, it is the art of... It looks like slicing off the top of a champagne bottle versus just popping the cork. Mm-hmm. You're not actually slicing anything off, but that's the effect that it gives. But you use this really large sword. It's very dramatic. It's very celebratory.
I've been to a wedding once where they did this.
Did you? It was fire, right?
Yeah,
like people
outside,
were so excited.
Everyone was happy.
Listen.
Like it was great.
Hire me. Listen, anybody getting married, if you want this really exciting sabrage, sabering experience while I will slice off the top of a champagne bottle with a sword. I'll bring the sword myself. I'm down. You just have to pay for
Is this a service?
I have a fee.
That you offer?
Yeah, I have a fee and all travel expenses.
What if
all
you...
travel and accommodations, islands preferred.
What if you mess around and slice off a finger?
No, I'm nice. I got this. I'm nice. I've taken a class. I got this down.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna hire you. Can you open cold duck?
No. It has to be a champagne
can
bottle.
Can you open schlitz?
I don't even know what that is. It has to be a champagne bottle. Okay. Again, just pay for travel, accommodations, island destinations preferred, and I have a small fee. I'll bring the saber.
All right.
Okay. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about estate planning.
Yes.
So we also have something called total legal.
Okay.
And that's...
That's everything?
That's pretty much everything.
Total legal?
It is a total legal solution that covers everything, more than wills, right? When you think about it, like a legal Zoom. So you can set up an LLC. You can start your business, operating agreements. It's rental and lease agreement forms.
Wow.
Okay. Maybe you're becoming a landlord. You bought some rental property. You can set up rental and lease agreements.
Rent a bedroom to your own kid?
You don't need a rental form for that.
Just do it.
It's your kids at that point. You can draft a bill of sale.
Wow.
There's all types of things that Total Legal can do, but we are starting with a will.
Declaration of Independence.
And with a will, you can start making your will for free, right? So again, this is not one of those services where you have to pay up front. When it comes to a will, you can work on the document, take some time, get familiar with it. And when it's done, when you're happy with it, you then pay and you can download the document. You can print it out, whatever works for you.
Mm-hmm.
But with Total Legal, the membership plan started $10 a month.
Wow. This stuff is not that expensive.
And for people, I mean, as we get older, we need more legal documents for a variety of different things, right? Like as we mentioned, rental and lease agreements, starting a business, LLCs, bill of sale. Like you will not only need one legal document in all of your life. And so maybe if you can commit to knocking them out over a 3-month period or over a 6-month period, just pay $10 a month while you get everything in order. Your estate planning and all other legal things, and then move on.
Yeah, yeah.
One last one. What if you don't live in the United States?
Yeah.
You're using all these platforms and you don't live in the United States. The name doesn't really help the situation, but there is a company called US Legal Wills.
Okay.
That also does wills for people living in Canada and the UK.
That's good.
I mean...
So we got Canada and the UK covered.
Right. It also works for expats who have assets in the United States, but might not be living in the United States.
Yeah.
So it gets complex. That one, it's about $40 a document, US legal wills. If you're not in the country at the moment, or again, you're a Canadian resident or a resident of the UK, US legal wills will hold you down.
That's great.
Now, I will tell you, with US legal wills, it's a bit of a clunkier website. And they don't have all the things that maybe some of the other platforms have that we talked about. But it's a really great start, again, if you're not in the United States or specifically if you're in Canada or the UK. The other thing about US legal wills is if you do want a lawyer just to review your estate plan. So you've done it. You've gone to US legal wills. You've done all your documents. But you just want somebody to look over it. They will do that. It's an extra $69. But I don't know a single lawyer that will respond to an email for less than $100. So having a lawyer review your documents for $69 isn't bad at all.
No, that's a good deal. So we've gone over the documents. We want to talk now about execution. So one thing that you might want to think about doing in addition to the documents we've already talked about is writing a letter of instruction. Now, this isn't a legal document. This is kind of like a list of, I'm going to say, best practices for somebody that's administering your estate.
So you mean like, all right, so like, say I pass away and I leave clues.
This is the list of
the
clues.
The list of clues. First, go into, look under the bed and go in my shoebox.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of pictures that I need you to destroy immediately.
Oh my gosh.
Get all of those pictures out the house immediately.
If these
burn
are Tiffany's
them.
Pictures, take them to the National Enquirer.
Okay. That's
get a quote.
That's a clue for sure.
So the letter of instruction again.
Also,
oh my gosh.
Go to my text messages. look for a contact named Sheila Jackson. It's actually not Sheila. Delete all of those text messages.
Oh my gosh.
Delete them immediately. Delete the contact from the phone and all messages. But before you do that, text Sheila that I've moved on and don't ever text this phone again.
And I love you.
I loved you.
Ooh.
Okay. I loved you. Don't text this phone again. I'm gone. And then delete the contact. Block the contact.
What is happening?
I'm just saying, these are things. These are things we might need to think about. This is estate planning.
Going on?
This is because you want your reputation to also be in good
So this is for your jump off?
I didn't say that's who Sheila was. I just said, okay, you want your assets to be intact and you want your reputation to be intact.
Okay.
We all have heard the stories about your grandfather who, you know, ended up having all these outside kids and your papa was a Rolling Stone. Mm. In the age of technology, we gotta sweep some of these, you know, apparatuses, some of this equipment.
Okay. All right,
so
fine.
The clues, write down the instructions.
Yeah.
These are the clues.
Yeah. All right. I don't know about Sheila Jackson, but like mine was just very PG. Letter of instruction is just a list of the assets, a list of the documents that you've created, your usernames and passwords for maybe your bank account so that people can get your information. Maybe your social media usernames and passwords, because this is one thing that happens. Like after people die, like their online presence, it's alive for a long time. Who do you want in charge of it?
Right. So now you have to have your best friend go on to your, get the laptop, go get the laptop, right? And just smash it. Don't just break it. Because what you don't want to happen, and this is not anything that would be my circumstance, but I could see this happening. You know, a lot of us on our personal laptops, we have the password saved, right? Where they automatically pop up when you go to the site, right? Maybe you have, you know, some...
What is happening?
Maybe you have some of these... maybe you have some profiles out there. Maybe you're on a Pornhub or Ashley Madison.
What's happening?
Right? And if somebody goes to the website, they... Damn it, there's a username and login that's already here. Oh, let me just hit go and then they can see all your activity.
What's happening in her life?
All I'm saying is get in the clues because, again, I know a lot of my passwords are saved onto my computer. And if you go to particular websites, they automatically will pre-fill them for you. Depending on what you get into, okay, you might have to leave a clue. Go get my laptop and just smash it.
Okay.
Why are we? You don't want that to get passed down. That might be an asset that gets passed down to your child. And now they're looking at things.
Okay.
You don't want them looking
at. So this letter of instruction is getting incredibly dicey.
Like it's not.
Other things that can be in here is the location of where you might have a safety deposit box, where you can find the key or the password. Things that are above board, Tiffany, can go in this document too.
I'm just being real.
Okay. It can include things like, okay, I owe this person some money. Make sure that they get squared. It's really just like the basic instructions that are not legal items, but again, the best practices. But this notion of the social media stuff, I think, is actually really important. So you've got the documents done. You've got your letter of instruction done. Best practice, go get it notarized. You can often get a document notarized at your bank for free. Call up the bank and say, hey, do you have a notary on staff? Get your documents notarized. They're official, like a referee with a whistle.
So there are platforms out there that do this that I'm getting ready to recommend, but I think it should be like implemented into our phones. Like somebody needs to call Apple and get this done.
Notarization?
No. Damn that. There needs to be a button, a setting, where when you die...
Stop.
Somebody grabs the phone and just hits death, like death, you know, death happened. Like it's a button, it's some sort of death. And then all these actions that have been preset in the phone start to go out. Text messages, again, your letter of instructions goes out to who is assigned to go to, you know, like, don't text me no more. Text messages go out. I loved y'all. You know, like all types of safety codes. There are websites that do this. I think one of them is called Evernote.
Everplan
is a really, really great platform. I really do love this platform. It does cost some money. I don't remember off the top of my head how much, but Everplan allows for you right now to go in and set up your profile and put in all of your information. As Alan mentioned, passwords, documents, bank accounts, literally everything. And it allows you to set up email addresses or contacts that in the case that you pass away, they will receive all of your information. Right now, they'll get a link and the link won't allow them to see anything today, right? But they will allow you to shoot out all the things that you need to go out upon death. I need this in my phone. Like,
yeah,
the way that you can check the weather, I need there to be like a open this app, death, all types of messages. Because, you know, you just think about it. Like, there's probably some things that you want to say to people that you aren't really comfortable saying alive.
Yeah. So on that note, so we talked about the letter of instruction. I mean, you might want to write a letter to your family. Like, yo, I loved y'all. I did my best. I tried to teach you
the right way to go. But somebody's got to find this letter. If we had the death button, it'll go out and it'll go out. Because then the wrong person might get it. It'll go out appropriately. Because I know, what if, you know, your best friend, you love her, right?
Yeah,
but you never liked her dude. Like, you never liked
and
her
you
husband.
You need her to know this.
And he's been cheating. But you didn't want to tell her, right? Because you didn't want to ruin y'all's friendship.
So
upon
death button, it gets
amongst
released.
The other information, you hit her with the text. He ain't shit.
I'm sorry. Why didn't you tell her
because
this?
Because ladies know why. You can't do it because when you're friends, it might ruin the friendship. She's going to turn it around on you. How you know you hating. So I just wanted to keep the friendship intact. But I'm gone now, sis. And I need you to know. Peter been creeping.
Okay. All right. We can cut this whole thing.
Listen, these are real.
Is there a fast forward button on
the podcast? I'm just saying.
Podcast?
I am trying to give the comprehensive estate plan.
Okay. Fine.
Estate and reputation plan.
Okay. So
And final thoughts.
Put your burn upon reading list together.
There you go.
Okay. Everplan costs about $75 a year.
That's not bad.
And it'll have all your final stuff all together. But the idea of having this thing stored somewhere is really, really important.
Yeah, and you really can load things up to go out to whoever you want them to go. I am being funny but serious as hell at the same time. You really can load things up to go out to particular people upon death.
Yeah. Old school, get a safe deposit box, one that's fireproof, put it in the house, and just make sure somebody knows the password or knows where the key is. Give it to a trusted family member. And make sure that if you update it, you replace it because you don't want two or three wills out here floating around. Somebody's got to know where this stuff is. So we think Everplan is a great place. You had $75 a year. I don't know if you could free trial that. But there's other ways. Just have it somewhere safe where people know where to find the document, the final document, the one that's notarized. And it'll be out there.
I think we did an amazing job. You should have everything in order by the end of this podcast episode. Send this to your friends. Send this to your family members. I know we made a lot of jokes today, but it's really, really crucial to get this done. You have no excuse to not get it done. I think we've covered soup to nuts everything that you need to think about. So go get it done.
And if you're interested in a financial review, you want someone to take a look at your portfolio, update you on your financial plan, and are you on track for retirement? Hit us up at our website, momentum-advisors.com.
Until next week, I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Momentum. Momentum.